Hi, my name's Wynn Everham. On 9/11, I was on my way to work at FGCU as a teacher. The way I remember it is when the first reports of planes hitting buildings, the sense was, wow, what's going wrong with our planes? You know, that there was an initial reaction of a horrible accident that evolved into the reality. And so, again, I don't remember what I was teaching that day, but I remember getting to Whitaker Hall and I wouldn't say panic, but certainly the sense of unreality. I've never been at the beginning of a war. Maybe that felt that way. Maybe it felt a little bit like that sense of like a hurricane bearing down on us. But there was tension, there was energy. And somebody back then, we used to have commercial television feeds into the podiums, and somebody got the idea of in the beer rooms in Whitaker Hall of turning on the cameras and watching the news. The way that people came together and shared their fear and found their comfort. I have this vague sense of sometimes, because it played out over that whole day, you know, something happens and something else happens and something else happens. And there was a sense of unreality and being in a movie and, you know, what's the next weird plot turn and how bad is this going to get? And I remember people getting up and walking out, you know, and like needing to get away from the reality, but coming back together again and getting through the day together. I think that the world changed, but we didn't know it at the time. You know, even just the simple thing like the way we now board an airplane was completely different before 9/11. And sometimes I think about my students in my classes now may have been born after that event. And so I know I was alive when Kennedy was shot. I don't remember it. I wasn't that old. And I remember my parents thinking about that as a pivotal moment before and after. And so certainly for everybody that was alive that day, 9/11 becomes one of those moments of before and after. So now I think more about how strange it must be to have lived your whole life with the reality of a world where those things happen.